Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies like My Date with the President's Daughter
and the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back, and Milwaukee continues to dominate. Cleveland is looking potent, to say the least. Meanwhile, the Dubs are suddenly looking to turn things around in the West, y'all. And we'll discuss some of that and plenty more with the Warriors writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, CJ Holmes, on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack and Jack Abadusi's. Beat you.
Thought you could beat. I don't know. There was a delay. I might have won that one. We'll have to go to the tape. Brian, let us know if it was a photo finish. Anyway, welcome to the latest edition of Miles and Jack Abadusi's. Boosties. CJ Holmes from the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome, CJ. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Jack, Miles, thanks for having me, man.
Anytime.
Man, well, I was saying before we started recording, what's old is old seems to be the theme of this early part of the NBA season. I mean, we got the Lakers, you know, the LeBron-led Lakers. We got the KD-led Nets. Mm-hmm. We got the Clippers with Kawhi. We got Chris Paul. You know, the Suns have looked pretty decent, but they've been, Chris Paul's having a rough one. And Golden State, also a little slow out of the gates.
Is it age? What is it, CJ?
It's making me feel young. I'm like, Chris Paul is old enough to be my father. at this stage, making me feel young, but I don't know. How are you feeling, CJ?
I mean, with the Warriors' struggles, I think right now, 11 games into the season, all signs are kind of pointing towards that bench. You know, heading into the season, I think fans were expecting the loss of a guy like Gary Payton II, Otto Porter Jr., Damian Lee, Nemanja Bjelica, four veteran rotational guys that were able to help them win a championship last year. And although, you know, all four of those guys left in free agency, the idea was that, oh, you know, in comes Dante DiVincenzo, Jermichael Green, you know, two vets that you can kind of just plug and play. Right. Moses Mooney, Jonathan Kuminga, you know, they're going to be, you know, a year older and wiser. They'll plug right in. And, you know, the Warriors will be able to keep up their winning ways. I mean, I'm one who thought that myself, but I think it was greatly underestimated the time it would take to get these guys on the same page in terms of chemistry. And, you know, you got to think of back to guys like Moody and Kuminga were basically at the end of the bench last year. They didn't play much. They have some NBA experience, but I don't think they had enough entering the season to, you know, assume that they'd be amazing rotational players like right off the bat. Another thing is you got to think guys like Dante DiVincenzo, well, he's been hurt for the last eight games. And Jermichael Green, these are guys playing in that Warrior system for the first time. And that's, you know, if you ever played for Steve Kerr, you kind of know that that's not a system that's not necessarily easy to grasp.
Yeah, I have paid for him. I get it.
So like all those things kind of coupled together, it's led to a slow start for that bench unit. And if you look at the numbers, you know, the Warriors have one of the best starting fives in the league. And then as soon as those reserves start trickling in, whatever lead they built slowly starts to evaporate. And that's kind of been the theme through the first 11 games of this season. And, you know, while the bench isn't completely to blame in all this, they certainly do have a lot of the blame. James Wiseman, in particular, has been getting a lot of that blame. He's the guy who now finds himself on the outside looking in terms of the rotation. So the key to the Warriors getting back on track this season is to figure out this bench rotation. Steve Kerr experimented with more lineups than I could even count last night and almost proved costly. Luckily, Wardell decided to go for 47.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was last night's game against that was Golden State versus the Kings that the Warriors were able to pull it off.
Snap that streak.
Last moment. Yeah.
But, you know, one thing Steve Kerr said after the game is playing like this isn't sustainable. Expecting Steph to, you know, throw on his superhero cape and drag us to victory, that's not going to be sustainable over the course of the season. Eventually, those young guys, that bench, they're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to mesh. They're going to have to step up. And until they do, Golden State's going to continue to struggle.
Speaking of young guys figuring it out, I do just want to talk about the other side of the coin that I opened up talking about with the, you know, the people that we're used to being like, well, it's LeBron, it's KD. They're going to cook. They're going to be near the top of the standings. I feel like the young guys have come in this season and just kicked in the door. Giannis, I mean, I guess we don't really think of Giannis as a young guy, but he's 27, which is wild. Donovan Mitchell, 26, Tatum, 24, Luka, 23. All of them are averaging over 30. Ja, 23, is right at 29. Like even Shai Gilgeous, who's 24, is averaging close to 30, or I think he's at 30 right now. So it's like all the young guys are just, I don't know. They're playing out of their mind. We talk about a theory on here that like the NBA is progressive and it gets better and better every season. The players get better and better because they're just like building their games on top of the games of the players they've seen come before. And it feels like we're seeing an especially big like ramp up in like how good guys are. I mean, one of the most exciting players in the world is still too young to play in the NBA this season with Wembanyama. Like it really feels like there's a balance of power shift that this is obviously very early, but we're seeing a balance of power shift to the young guys in the league in the early running is what I think could be happening.
I feel like if you were born in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had our time.
I was born in the late 90s, but yeah, I can imagine that this would be hard for you to look at.
Yeah, no, I mean, it does feel like that, though. Like there's a disembarkation point or something where we're seeing the elders be like, okay, we're starting to really show it. And at the same time, we're really starting to actually begin to see what the future of the league, like the future stars really are as they cement themselves.
Yeah, there's definitely a shifting of the guard going on, you know, if you will. You know, you still got your old heads out here balling, you know. I guess LeBron's decent enough still, even though LA's not playing well.
Right.
Steph is still Steph. KD is still KD. But, you know, like you said, there's such an influx of young, explosive scoring talent right now in the league. And they're starting to kind of wean out the old guys.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, all the names you mentioned, you know, those guys are going to be the face of this league. You know, like, you know, LeBron, Curry, KD, you know, 4 to 5 years from now, it's going to be a new era in the NBA, you know, led by Shai Gilgeous Alexander or a Jason Tatum. You know, Luka Doncic is probably the best of the entire bunch, right? I mean, this guy is 23 years old out here putting up numbers hitherto undreamt of. So it'd definitely be interesting to follow going forward.
He's playing uncle ball in the driveway on the whole league is how I feel about Luka. Like I was talking earlier about, there's no, like when you play Luka, you're playing within the framework of playing him more so than like, how can we affect change in his game? I don't know if we're quite there because he looks so dominant and so comfortable in how he's playing. So when I see things like that, I'm like, wow, that's like a whole other edge too that players are really starting to showcase.
He looks comfortable. That's a really good way of putting it. He looks so comfortable and like he can do whatever he wants at any moment when he's out there on offense.
And it's always been that way. I mean, Luka has been like that from the moment he stepped into the league. And it's crazy because you watched what he did his rookie year. And it's like, man, it's going to be scary to see what this guy's going to be like. And, you know, once he gets some NBA experience under his belt, you know, 3-4 years from now, and all of that is starting to come to fruition right now. I mean, do you guys think Luka is like the MVP front runner right now? Maybe Giannis?
I think Giannis has to be because, like, I mean, we're 10 games in, right? But, like, that's what I was saying. Like, yeah, LeBron and KD both look good, but they're looking good in a way that is still not translating to wins. The Bucks are 9-1, and Chris Middleton still hasn't played yet. And he's putting up 33 points, 12 boards, 5 assists, shooting 57% from the floor. And playing like, you know, defensive player of the year caliber defense. I feel like it's his to lose. And it does seem like it's been long enough that people are going to be like, all right, we're not bored of this anymore. We'll let him have it.
Donovan Mitchell also just, I think we're looking at people putting up real wacky numbers. I mean, last week when we were talking, he was only second to like Wilt Chamberlain for like coming to a new team and just like having the averages he was. It is a really, it's just such an interesting time because like to your point, I would always go to bed being like, we got LeBron and AD. We'll be okay. And then the more I look at it, I'm like, we got LeBron and AD. Sometimes. And there's that shift is something that I'm like, wow. I mean, that just goes to show you how much better. There are so many people performing at a high level now that it just, things aren't the same. And like you say, Jack, old is looking like it's old.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count us out. You know, don't count the geriatric millennials out just yet.
I mean, Tatum has to be in the conversation. Like I do think Tatum, Giannis, and Luka are probably, and then Ja are probably like the four people who like just being passive. And then maybe Donovan. Yeah, but it's all those young guys are right. The conversation for MVP right now.
And I'm guessing you guys have Steph out of that conversation right now simply because his team is not winning.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's right.
I will admit to using such brute, inelegant logic, caveman logic, if you will, to determine that. But I mean, like to your point earlier, I don't know if you said it on mic yet, but it is hard to discount the Warriors, especially off of what we've seen before. But I'm just to ask, like, how do you see Klay fitting into all that right now? You know, because that's another one where I'm looking and I'm like, okay, he's going through something happening.
You know, I think we kind of like overblow the whole Klay is struggling narrative.
Okay.
You kind of look at Klay season to season over the course of his career. He's always historically been a guy who takes a little while to get going.
Right.
That's a good point.
But the one thing that kind of, you know, threw me entering the season is, you know, Klay finally had a full, well, I guess as full as it could be considering the fact that they didn't stop playing basketball until June. But Klay had a full offseason under his belt, no injuries. And the idea was Klay was going to come in, and, you know, fully rested, healthy, and just light it up from game one. But it was strange this offseason because, you know, Klay kind of shared with us out in Vegas. You know, we're out in Japan, and, you know, we see that Klay's a scratch for the first preseason game. And it's like, what's going on? And he shares with us that he kind of had a mental block from playing pickup this summer, you know, because of, you know, that's how he hurt his Achilles a couple years ago, and that prevented him from playing a lot of pickup ball this summer. So he kind of entered the season not necessarily in basketball shape in terms of like getting up and down the floor and, like, you know, all the reps that come with that. And that kind of it just had me pause because it's just like, you know, this isn't the way you want to start the season. You know, me in particular, I think Klay had a strong finish to the year last year. You know, he wasn't overly efficient offensively in the finals, but, you know, he had his moments. He has moments throughout the postseason, and say what you want about his offense against the Celtics in that 6-game series, but he played damn good defense.
Yeah.
And I thought there would be more carryover into this season. And then, you know, he had that one preseason game, I think it was against like Denver or something, where he just lit it up. It's like 6-for-6 from three. And you just think like Klay would be ready to hit the ground running. And then, you know, the first game of the year gets here and now we're 11 games in, and, you know, he's on pace to have, you know, career low efficiency. Is it going to stay like this all season long? You know, for the Warriors' sake, I hope not. because Klay being Klay is obviously very key in their championship aspirations, right? Klay has to be Klay. That's kind of the piece that most assumed would fall into place this year. But it's really early. Klay has faith that, you know, Rick Celebrini, you know, the Warriors head trainer, he has faith that, you know, Rick's, they've kind of been limiting his minutes early. He's probably not going to play in back-to-backs for most of the year, because the goal is to keep Klay fresh and available come playoff time, who's going to be needed the most, assuming they make the playoffs. I mean, who knows what's going to happen at this point in 4-7. But yeah. Klay has to be Klay for this team to be at their best. And right now he's not. And his struggles offensively in terms of efficiency at times hurts the entire team.
Yeah. By the way, just like some stray stats on the guys we were talking about, Luka is shooting 70.7% on drives this season. And that's while, you know, taking on the third most drives per game. Also leads the league in assists off drives per game. And I'm pretty sure he still hasn't scored under 30 in a game, which really, like, that, just looking at that run of numbers of, like, just game by game, 32, 35, 37, 41, 31, 44, 33, 35, 36, reminds me of, like, when I was a Jordan fan and I would just, like, you know, I couldn't catch every one of his games, but I would just be, like, looking at his stats and just being like, man, he's unstoppable.
This guy's good, huh?
Man, this guy, you guys heard about this Jordan guy?
I think the number is supposed to be this high normally. Yeah. Okay.
And then Ja still shooting 45% from three, which is something, you know, he was shooting like 70 through the first couple games, but he's still putting up a lot of threes and shooting at a pretty good clip. So
yeah,
that's pretty interesting. So should we hit our underrated performers of the week, Miles?
Yeah. Pretty quick. Let's see. Who are we looking at this week's Mad Boosty's underrated performers of the week? Some of the people that may have flown under the radar. I know
made
first
your
off,
fantasy night.
Oh yeah, Evan Mobley with 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 blocks.
8 blocks
in their win over the Pistons.
I don't know how that wasn't. Anytime anyone's getting up into the towards double digits and blocks or steals, like, I don't know, man. That's wild. That'll make your whole week and like. You know, annual fantasy. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I remember like that. I think Jabari shared that like stat with us, and my eyes were watering because I think it was like right before the Lakers were about to play the Cavs, and I was like, look, you know, we gotta look at this kind of stuff right now. You know,
I gotta say, man, Russ coming off the bench, the sixth man of the year. Yeah. We talked about it preseason.
Jokingly, we were calling him sixth man of the year.
Yeah.
Jokingly, at first.
Through five games, we were like, they got to try the sixth man thing. Like, I really think that makes sense as a strategy of like Russ as a off speed pitch coming at the second unit, and they've looked much better, which isn't saying that much, but they now have a couple wins under their belt. I could see them tearing off a little run of games.
Yeah,
probably leaning more towards Golden State tearing off like 10 in a row than the Lakers tearing off 10 in a row, but
I'd say that
it's definitely made them a lot more exciting to watch, and it's made them seem like they've like come together as a unit, and he's embracing it, and it's a cool story.
Let's get some more wins first before we start exhaling. I'll say that I'm always like, wow. I mean, I'm even watching games where like the Lakers are losing, and just because Russ is playing well, like suddenly like I'm becoming like, yep, here we go. We're going to win, but we're not actually ignoring the important part, which is the score where we're down 14. and then realizing, okay, well, that's not how that works all the time. But it is heartening for sure.
Dennis Smith Jr., just one other line from earlier this week. Dennis Smith Jr. brought 15 points, 8 assists, 7 boards, and 6 steals. Off the bench for Sacramento.
Now that is a great story. My man was about to go play in the NFL.
Yeah. A lot of people, I feel like, weren't talking about him other than whatever happened to, and he's had some pretty amazing performances.
I just always felt like he got such a raw deal. I was working at the Dallas Morning News, Dennis's rookie year when he first got drafted by the Mavericks, and always seemed like a good kid, hard worker. He's definitely showed a lot of flashes during that rookie year. And, you know, then Luka came to town and obviously they couldn't play together as two ball dominant guards. And he's kind of just been bouncing around the league ever since. And I'm just glad to see him. You know, he played really well when we were down in Charlotte and the Warriors were down in Charlotte last week. Got that game-winning stop on Steph. at the end of regulation, send it to overtime. So it's just, DSJ is definitely one of the feel-good stories of the year. And I'm glad to see him finally find a home in Charlotte. I'm interesting to see what's going to go on with his usage and playing time. It's like, well, Melo Ball's back.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, again, like a ball dominant player who's probably not enough to be the like marquee player in the starting unit. But if you bring him in as like an off speed pitch, who's like just way more athletic and fast than anyone in your second unit, like that's pretty good. Like that's a good weapon to be bringing off the bench.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break, huh?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back, and this is the section where we kind of look at different plays, performances that blew us away. I mean, that's kind of just what we do the whole episode.
We're just trying to get blown away by basketball.
Yeah.
All day.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, do we just start, like you said, the most exciting player in the NBA that's not in the NBA?
Too young. Too young to be in the
Too
NBA.
Too young. Wemby, man. We were talking before, and we're trying to figure out, you know, at first, a lot of the talk was like, can you believe this guy is doing all this stuff at 7? Like, we've never seen a guy this tall do all this stuff. But is the conversation where it'd be like, we're not really seeing somebody play like this. And then on top of that, he's a 7-plus footer. Because it's just, I'm having trouble processing what I'm seeing all the time with him. Like, again, yeah. I feel like I'm watching like my create a player go off in 2K.
And like, looks like he's having fun. Like, again, one of my favorite things about watching him and watching his highlights is that he looks like he just woke up from a body switching comedy or something. And he's just like, oh my God, this is so fun. Look at this. I'm going to shoot a 3 off 1 foot and I have just like perfect touch. This
like
is
a layup. Yeah, what?
It's from like a 3. Layup for me. And his teammates seem to be having fun. One of the plays that got us excited was his teammate just like threw the ball in the general direction of the hoop and it like went way over and he just like goes up and gracefully like grabs it and like puts in a like a alley-oop jump shot, but he's like falling down and still just makes it look super easy with his touch.
Right.
Like it's funny that point you made of like him being on like a comedy show. It's like he like goes to bed one night. It's like, man, if only I were 7 feet tall and, you know.
Right. I want to be big. No, but like really, really big.
I have all like, the tools. If only I was 7'4".
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's like, wait, give that kid the ball real quick. Shoot it, Victor. It's wetty. It's wetty, coach. What happened to me overnight? But yeah, I'm so excited to see him play. But again, I'm always going to just be a little weary because when you have people with such unique bodies like him, you never quite know. But my goodness, I'm rooting for him.
The wildest pictures are the ones of him like standing next to Rudy Gobert. That's the one. Like,
yeah.
Those are the Rudy Gobert is 7'1",
like,
right?
Like those are the pictures always just blow me away.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah. It's like, it was like as if Gobert came to like Wemby's like basketball camp.
Yeah.
And he's like, and at the end, I take pictures with all the kids that are in the camp.
Victor Wembanyama and a fan of his.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name, young man? Rudy Gobert. Okay, Ruddy. Nice to meet you, man. All right, cool.
It's so wild. Like Warriors Twitter is wild. Like after their loss down in New Orleans, you see on Twitter, it's like, you know, like the scouting, like
shut it down,
scouting Victor Wembanyama graphics with like a Warriors logo on it. I'm like, y'all need to relax.
Shut him down. Blow it up.
Yeah.
So the shot that was, I think, got a lot of people's attention was he like kind of did a testing drive to his left. The guy kind of got in front of him. He went behind his legs like four times, then made a move to his left and just like shot a three like it was a layup off one foot and just wet. He shot it as if it wasn't even in doubt that it was going in.
I mean, James Harden has yet to master the running three. It's like Wemby got it and he's like, what, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was wild when Dirk was doing that from mid range, when he would do like the kind of 1 foot just rising up so quickly that you're not even able to like think about contesting it. And he's releasing it like higher up than you've ever seen a shot released. But yeah, Miles, to your point, like the size of his body and like we were watching a clip of, did you see the clip where KD made his defender to like just straight up do the splits?
Oh, is that on Gafford?
Yeah.
And, oh, wait, where is it?
That picture was wild. Like yeah, the actual like picture from that crossover was so
wild. Yeah.
Man. My man was on the ground, like rethinking his entire career.
Yeah.
Like
it was, he had that face down moment where he's like, I've been fully flamed like on the court. I don't know what to do.
The first move, he does a single stride from the NBA 3-point line all the way inside the, like close to the free throw line. And it's just such a wild stride. Like that stride is one of the wildest things. And it just, we were like, man, do you remember when he came into the league and everyone was like, his body's not going to hold up to the rigors of the NBA? And it's like, actually, he had like his body is one of the most miraculous. Like, but you didn't know that coming in, and like that's the question around Wembanyama is like, is he just going to have like the strangest superhuman body like Kevin Durant happened to have, that's going to be able to like hold up and just bend in the wildest directions? Because like when you just like freeze frame on that stride from Kevin Durant, it's like, wait, the human body's not supposed to be able to do that. That is just special.
Well, for our measly little 6 foot people legs, of course, we can't cover that kind of ground.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, oof. You don't, I don't envy him in that situation. When Gafford just goes face down, there's just like, I love when somebody knows, they're like, okay, I got cooked right there. Like, there's just no point. Like where he just had to be like, I got to think about my life decisions real quick, because he knew KD was just going to sink that in front of him. And he did. And, you know, thoughts and prayers, obviously thoughts and prayers.
I'm just glad KD knocked it down. There's been a lot of like $1 million moves with 2 cent finishes this season.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe that's why we're celebrating this one so much. Like, yeah, he did it. And maybe that's my confirmation bias out there being like, come on, geriatric millennials, put some on the board. It can't be all Al Horford for us.
He's also balling. Like, he's still like putting up great numbers. I saw somebody like complaining that, well, he's got his worst plus minus, I think. And it's like, yeah, his team is bad. Like, his starting five is still figuring things out and isn't playing well. You can't just be like, well, this is Kevin Durant's worst plus minus of all time without acknowledging that they are in a uniquely like kind of rough situation at the moment.
Right.
How do you guys feel about plus minus, just like generally, like as a stat?
I think over long periods, it can be useful, but it's so misleading. Like in a game-to-game situation, it's like, you can't really say how, like if Harden is playing with Embiid or if they're staggering them, you know, and suddenly Harden's like fading back to like playing with Korkmaz, like that's a big difference, you know? It feels like very dependent, and there's probably better like statistical regressions they can run that do a better job than just the very, like it feels very blunt instrument, right?
I mean, because it's purely off of just box score metrics, right?
Yeah.
There's no, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I think it is a bit limiting for sure.
Paolo also, having one of the better kind of runs of a rookie at the beginning of their rookie season that we've seen. They're just fun to watch.
I mean, is he, again, this is why he's another guy who is playing, I don't want to say disrespectfully, but it's like he's not playing like a rookie.
No. Yeah.
It just feels like he's sort of like, okay, thank you. Are y'all ready for me to play now? I am really enjoying myself out here, and I will play with the confidence of 1,000 Suns. The stars, not the team. I mean, consistently watching him play, I'm like, this is somebody who's not making it hard to debate whether or not he's, you know, he earned that that top spot, whether or not he can continue on.
You know, I'm an Auburn guy, and to be honest, I was completely salty on draft day when Paolo went over my guy Jabari Smith. But I think it's pretty clear, like you said,
right?
I think it's pretty clear now who the better prospect is. It's a marathon, right? Not a race. Now they're both pretty young, and hopefully they both have long careers ahead of themselves. But you know, Paolo has without a doubt, you know, gotten out to an early lead. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, at the very least, like just from the eye test, you're like, well, the Magic have a talent there. Okay, if I'm even like, that's the worst thing you could say if you even wanted to like not give him all the praise that you could. It's like, I mean, that's he's looking every day more and more like the genuine article for sure. And then also, I do want to talk about Matt Ryan of the Lakers.
Not of the Atlanta Falcons.
No. Yeah. Oh yeah, formerly the okay. Atlanta Falcons.
The fact that we now have two people in professional sports with a combination of the two like most boring guy names, like the two most boring boy names, Matt and Ryan. Like when I was growing up, everybody I knew was named either Matt or Ryan, and they just combined those two, and it immediately bounces off my brain every time I hear it. But yeah, big game winner. This game was absolutely wild, to the point that I went to sleep being like, man, the Lakers just really can't catch a break, as they were about to catch an amazing break.
I mean, that was an amazing game tying three pointer. I had to watch because I was like, come on, give me a reason to keep going, please. And they did fantastically. There's this breakdown where Ray Allen's watching it, and I just love Ray Allen really just giving his analysis as just like a sharpshooter on just how wonderful this moment was and just how much, like, you know, it's clear like Matt Ryan, he's been practicing that.
Reeves got to get it in three-point country. It's to Ryan on its way. He's got it!
What's fascinating about that is because we all dream of hitting a game winner. You do the countdown, and what happens is kids don't get to that lift like they would get in this situation. And you're always trying to get that lift in your training because that's what happens. Like, you see that he looks comfortable doing it because he's been there before. He had to look down to see where he was on the line on the court. But that's everything with his shot, is he was able to get lift and get separation. He had a slight fadeaway to it, but he still got great lift on it. You know, every time you walk in the gym, that's how you want to shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Well said. To think, like, previously, right, he was delivering DoorDash.
Yeah, like that's why ago. I said he delivers, man.
Wow. DoorDash come through.
They need to work that in. He needs to be sponsored by DoorDash. The NBA needs to be doing a partnership with DoorDash. He needs to, like, they need to have courtside seats where you can get your cheese fries delivered by Matt Ryan, like during the game.
I would let him focus. Could you imagine? They're just like, all right, man, so you're a delivery driver again. You're like, no, I've been working really hard to get in the league. No, man. We love that you used to do DoorDash. Now we're going to have you deliver pizzas and all kinds of stuff. And people might not recognize you from that one clip, but we will know. And it'll be hilarious.
De'Aaron Fox's game winner versus Orlando was a lot of fun. Josh Hart had a game winner. I don't know, man. This has been a really fun season. Just a lot of young people taking things to the next level. Scotty Barnes looking really good. Zion's been like, you know, finding his place in the offense, but
he'll find it.
And then every week I feel like Ja has, like last season, every week there was an amazing offensive finish, but now it seems like that block that blew our mind last year where he just like went up and caught it and kept flying up towards the rafters, like he has like incorporated that as a part of his game, that he's now like one of the best shot blockers just coming from the weak side. And
yeah, and again, he's Spider-Man. That's what like that's what it's like. He's just so agile. He's covering the floor everywhere. And I love when right when he realized, he's like, oh wait, I could block this, when he steps in the key and he gathers his momentum to jump up as a former high jumper, I was like, look at how he's gathering. Yeah. Like really getting your arms to drive those arms up. I just want to watch that again, because it's Ja.
Where they have gotten to cut to deficit, but then Boston is
Peter Jarker.
And like Spider-Man, like it's a miracle he's always able to land on his feet, you know?
Yeah. And look, with great power comes great responsibility. You know, mm-hmm. So far I think he's wielding that correctly.
All right. Should we do one more break? Come back and do the most famous segment in
podcast
NBA basketball podcasting.
Oh yeah.
Rapid fire. Should we do that?
Yeah. We're ready.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm down.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. And CJ.
Oh, boy.
You showed up right at the right time. Well, not to say that we wouldn't do this every episode, but thanks for showing up today, because it's time for the fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning. Now, this is the fastest segment in sports podcasting. We're going to ask you a question, and you just give us the first answer that comes off the top of your mind reflexively. Don't think about it. Just answer.
All
and
right,
keep
good.
It short. And if we start talking and meandering, it's up to you to stop us.
Yeah, okay? You need to keep us on the rails.
Keep this segment there, going, CJ, for the good of the show. Okay, let's go. Start the clock.
Down, 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 down. You want to go first? You want? Oh. Do you want?
I don't know. I mean, you thought right, you I'll beat go me
first.
In the intro.
Here, I'll go okay, first go real ahead. Quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Consolation prize.
CJ, hi, Jack. One of the hosts of this show. Quick question for you. Biggest surprise of the early season. Is it the Pelicans? Is it the Jazz? Is it the Wolves? Which direction? Which team?
Or secret surprise? Fourth option.
Oh,
or,
it's the Utah Jazz by far. These guys are 9-3 and sitting atop of the Western Conference. Are they 8-3 or 9-3? There's something in three.
9-3, yeah.
They're 9-3 sitting atop of the Western Conference standings, and their best player is Lauri Markkanen. And if that is not surprising as hell, I don't know what is.
Yeah. And I mean, I like how he's like, oh, that tank talk just motivates us.
Yeah, they said the hell. They said the hell of Wemby.
Yeah,
yeah. Seriously,
we're not impressed.
Sure. Yeah,
yeah.
They're like, we got Lauri. All right, show him what you can do, Lauri. And he's doing it.
Yeah, I like it because it sets up a scenario where Danny Ainge is the mean owner's wife from Major League. And they have like a cutout of Danny Ainge in the locker room where they're trying to like prove that he's a fool, probably, you know, in a bikini of some sort. I don't know. This is just all stuff that I'm.
They just windmill on a cutout of him. It's in like, practice facility.
Y'all know what's going on here, right? Utah clearly made a deal with the basketball gods that in order to still be good post Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert trade, they had to exchange for ugly jerseys.
That's right.
So in exchange for ugly uniforms, they were allowed to stay good post trading two superstars.
Hey, I'll take that deal, guys. Where are you at?
Or maybe that's part of like what Danny Ainge is trying to do to get them to lose. Like the way that the major league owner like took away their plane. He's like, I'm gonna make them play in the worst looking uniforms in the history of the NBA.
They very well might be.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's stay on
Oh, my
topic.
Bad. Okay, okay. Like, all right, no, thank you, CJ. Thank you, CJ. Okay, right. That's on me. CJ, what was I going to say? I was going to ask you something good. What else? CJ, okay, got this. Give us an under-the-radar storyline that you don't think people are paying enough attention to this year.
You know, I think something that's not being talked about enough is the resurgence of the Portland Trailblazers. I don't think anyone, you know, Dame's coming back this year healthy, but I don't think anyone thought that they'd be this good.
Right.
I'm not sure where Phoenix is at right now, but I believe as of a couple of days ago, they had two losses this year, and both of those losses came to the Portland Trailblazers. And, you know, over the years, it's been, Dame doesn't have enough help. Construction of that team isn't good enough to win at a high level, yet here they are, four to top of the Western Conference standings, thriving, and Anfernee Simons, pride and joy of IMG Academy, is looking like a future star in the making. So I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's kind of like the same thing as Utah, right? Is this sustainable? I think I would like to believe that what Portland's doing is a little bit more sustainable than what Utah is doing because I believe in Damian Lillard. But it's a surprise nonetheless. I don't think anyone thought Portland would come out the gates this good. And it's amazing to see if they can keep this thing up as the year goes on.
They were telling us Anfernee Simons was going to be great for a long time. And they just, we didn't listen.
Yep.
And now look at us.
Always
stupid
bet on
looks on our face, looking around saying, hey, what happened? You know, that's all of us. What is a new rule, CJ, that you'd like to see implemented or altered effective immediately? And it can be as wild as you want.
It's not a new rule I would like to see. I would like to see less of an emphasis. Basically, long story short, those three carry calls called against Jordan Poole in Miami was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. Not one carry, not two. This man got called for three carries in the same basketball game. I have never seen that before in my life. You have guards across this league, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, John Wall, all these guys. They're carrying on a nightly basis, yet Jordan Poole was singled out for three. I think it hasn't been as wild, you know, since then, but if you want to crack down on carrying, you're cracking down on entertaining basketball. Because every guard and high-level guard in the league does it. So I would like to see referees kind of chill out on that going forward.
I would say the last time someone was called for that many carries in a game was me right after I was watching Allen Iverson for the first time. in like junior high. It was the last time that happened. They're like, son, what are you doing? I'm like, AI's doing. Please. They're like, you have to learn how to dribble a ball first, son. And I was like, well, all right. He's doing something for me.
I thought you were going to say get them to, my suggestion would be to cut down on all the celebrating on the bench.
No, oh, wait, they're already doing that? I can't. Oh, that's weird. Violence.
Okay, good. Because that was way too entertaining. Good that's thing they're violence. Cutting down
that's
on a, that.
That's, that rule is violence.
That is violence.
I'm
that
sorry. Like, you're going to actually be like, hey, stop being so joyous and joyful over there. That is a terrible. That's like having like, you know, having like living in a neighborhood and the HOA is like, man, you got too many Christmas lights. Don't you celebrating like that? It's just, come on now.
Yeah.
Let them celebrate. Anyway, I'm sorry, CJ. You got to keep this going, man. And Roth, you're adding our own rules and things like that. CJ, is a calzone a taco?
Absolutely not. I think it's more closely associated with pizza than a taco. No, a taco is hard shell. Calzone is like
baked.
What, breaded? And
well, you can have a soft shell taco.
Right, there are, yes.
CJ, you can have a soft shell taco.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, but like...
Okay, is a calzone an empanada?
I think it's closer to the empanada family than a taco.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. Is a calzone a Danish? I mean...
It is not a Danish.
Okay, that's fine.
But similar concept.
Is it because a Danish has like those like air holes on top and a calzone doesn't have it? Like it's got to be sealed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is a pistachio a calzone?
Right. Is a pistachio a calzone?
From afar, they could look the same. I don't know. This is where we ask the tough questions. You know what I mean?
And this is the final tough question. Yeah. Maybe the toughest of all. CJ, Jack or Miles?
You know, I've been contemplating this throughout the entire episode. And it pains me to say this. It really does. But you guys are both whack.
No! Oh my god! As long as it's not a win for me, I just want to keep my streak going. That. So this
CJ came through the GOAT answer, willing to go where no guest has gone before.
Hey we man, joking of course. It's, you guys are great, man.
No, it's true, man. You can't say something that's true and then just come back and be like, ah, just kidding. JK.
This is one of the more entertaining pods I've had the pleasure to be on.
JK.
No, we appreciate that answer.
Hey, that is official. That's lock
that was
it
the
in.
Best. That was the best turn on an answer I think we've had in the entire show. So good. We got to give that up to you, CJ. Man, CJ Holmes, thank you so much for coming
what
on
guess.
The Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Really appreciate it, man. Where can people find you, follow you, listen to you, or read you, all that stuff?
You guys can read me on sfchronicle.com, or if you're in the Bay Area, you know, support print. Go pick up a copy of your local paper.
There you go.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CJHolmes22. When it comes to Twitter, I need retweets, not likes.
There you go. Okay. Exactly. Amplify. I mean, until Elon messes with the algorithm again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. In which case, you can follow my account, which will be a CJ Holmes impersonator account. Check us out at Mad Boosties, BOOSTIES on Twitter. And also, this week's listener of the week, we said, what's the biggest surprise of the early season? And at Tyler McDowell at GI19Pod says, the Suns, and particularly how great Devin Booker has looked.
Okay.
Just looks wise. He's a handsome man.
Yeah. And then at Sashant Rao tweeted, most to least surprising, Jazz, Blazers, Nets, Cavs, Lakers. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel about right. Sadly.
That's cruel. Cruelty.
And that'll do it for this week's lovely edition of Mad Boosties. Thanks again, CJ Holmes, for joining us. We will see y'all next week with more entertaining coverage of the NBA. And hopefully, maybe my Lakers will turn a corner. We shall see. We just don't know. All right. We'll talk to you then.
We don't know.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.